Kelvin?
Yeah.
All right, congratulations. You have members of the Panthers media here. They're going to ask you a few questions.
Okay.
Hey, Kelvin, congratulations, man. When did you get a sense that that Panthers were pretty high on you during the process?
After the workout, and then once I just came up and met the coaches and met everybody in the organization, I fell in love with it myself.
Kelvin, I saw somewhere where you grew up a Panthers fan. How did that happen? How long have you been a Panthers fan?
Oh, man, I've been, I guess you could say, man, I mean, when Cam got there, you know, that's who I played with, man, and, you know, always, and I was a big fan. You know, I always dreamed of, you know, coming there and playing with Cam, you know, and just coming in and contribute to the organization, man.
Kelvin, what would you consider your strengths as a player?
I mean, just being a physical receiver, you know, going up and get the ball, you know, at the highest point, you know, dominating on the blocking. You know, just coming out and just being a game changer.
Where were you watching the draft tonight?
I was with my family. I was with my family, you know, in a family house. I had fun with it, though. I had butterflies, but I was nervous, but I had fun.
Hey, Kelvin, who gave you the call from the Panthers, and what was kind of said on that call?
It was multiple calls. You know, it was a head coach, man. Really, he just told me, you know, because I'm ready to be a Panther. And I told him yes.
Where exactly were you tonight in Florida, Kelvin?
Poinciana, Florida.
And was it your folks' house?
Yeah.
Kelvin, how do you see yourself kind of fitting in with this receiving group? Obviously, a lot of receivers just left here. They've brought on a couple of veterans. Where do you see you your place here?
I mean, just getting in, and learning from the guys. You know, I can learn a lot from the guys. You know, they're veterans, they've been there. You know, they've been through what I'm going through. I just want to get there and, you know, and be the best fella I can be.
Kelvin, how good do you think you and Cam can be? What's the absolute top limit for the two of you?
it's no limit to it. You know, you just got to get there and just get that connection down. And work as a team, you know, and just grind together, you know, build a relationship between a receiver, you know, and a quarterback.
Kelvin, how exciting is it for you not just to be drafted in the first round, but come to a team that is looking kind of for the receiver of the future, guy to take Steve Smith's spot?
I'm not looking at like taking Steve Smith's spot. You know, I'm a big fan of Steve Smith. You know, he was a great receiver. You know, he'll always be a great receiver in my book. You know, I'm just coming there. You know, just coming there, you know, just to do something like he did, you know, go come there and be the best player that he was, you know, come there and be the best player I could be. I mean, you know, I'm a big fan of Steve Smith.
Kelvin, this has been quite a year for you. Last year at this time, last May, I don't know if a lot of people would have said you could have been a first-round draft pick. So now that you are, what has this rise been like for you?
I mean, I was nervous, but, you know, at the same time, you know, I just let God, you know, I put my trust in God. And put my trust in the organization, you know. Whatever team fall in love with me, you know, I'm gonna just come and play and pull my heart into that organization.
Kelvin, can you talk about what you like about Cam and how many times you guys have met and the relationship you may have with him?
I never met him in person, but man, I mean, you can just tell, you know, how he plays, you know, how he likes to win, he loves to win, you know, and competing. You can tell, you know, he compete. And, you know, that's all you can ask for at the end of the day from a football player to compete at the highest level. And I think, you know, Cam do that, and I love to play with.
What do you think you can learn from a guy like Ricky Prohl? I know he probably worked you out once or twice. What do you think you can learn from a wide receivers coach like him?
Oh, man, really, man, a lot, man. And, you know, he was on a great receiver corps, you know, at St. Louis, man. And, you know, we built a relationship, you know, over the time that, you know, we've been spending time and talking on the phone. And I feel like I can learn a lot. You know, he can teach me a lot, you know, with getting out the ball. You know, even coming out and being more physical, you know, even going to get the ball, you know, a lot of it. I feel like you showed me a lot.
How have the Panthers said they plan to use you in the offense?
We haven't gotten to that yet, you know. You know, you just told me the news, and, you know, I'm just very excited right now. You know, my family just celebrate.
Why did you decide to be at home rather than go to New York?
I'm a real humble guy. You know, I'm really a red carpet type guy. You know, I try to keep to myself. I'm a big family guy. I'm a big in this family. You know, and I just really wanted to do it with my family. You know, I don't want to choose certain people out of my family to take up there. I just really wanted everybody to experience that with me.
What's your schedule? When you coming to Charlotte tomorrow, or have you gotten that far?
I just come tomorrow, but I don't know what I do.
Kelvin, how much do you think you have to learn? Where are you in your maturation as a wide receiver?
I'm young. I got a lot of improvement I can make. A lot I can learn. You know, I'm a young receiver. I'm only playing the game. You probably gonna take 5 years to the most. And you know, I'm coming to a great organization, making peace.
Kelvin, what do you know about Charlotte?
I know I played 2 ACC games there. I know it's a nice city. I really don't know that much about it, you know, but I'm ready to get up there, you know, and learn and meet the fans and meet the people around the city, you know, and get in touch with the environment.
What was it about Cam that kind of, you know, drew you to and made you a fan of his?
I think just his competitiveness, his will, you know, to compete and win. You know, that's something Jameson had, you know, and that's something that I love, you know, with a quarterback. And, you know, I go out and do anything for him.
You think it's going to be a pretty easy transition for you going from Jameis, the dual-threat quarterback, to Cam here?
I think so for the most part. You know, we're the pro-style offense. You know, they run the pro-style offense. I think for the most part it was, you know, I just got to get in there and learn and really put the work in. And that's what I plan on doing.
Everybody good? All right, thanks, Kelvin.
Thanks, Kelvin.
Thank you.
All right, man, thank you.
Thank you.